Good morning. I am Viet Trang from Institute of Informatics, Lavac Academy of Sciences. And today I would like to present our key results from AIOX Synergy project. The AIOX Synergy project is a consortium of 21 partners from 8 different countries. So it's not so regional as the project. Yes, some strong group from Iberia region, but also from Central Europe, Germany, Netherlands, and UK. But its coordinator is CSIC from Spain. So in Earth Synergy, we have five different objectives. The first of one, we want to expand the capacity at the instructor level. It means that we get more resources, more services to join the AIOX infrastructure. Second one, we want to promote high quality of service. It means what we want to improve the quality of development and service in the AIOX community. Also, we want to integrate more possible thematic service to the EOS. We develop the alignment of policy at different level, national level. It means that different countries need to somehow to align the policy to join together to EOS. And finally, we would like to make skin development, it means training, and so on. So we would like to present our key exploiter region from our project. The first objective is capacity expansion. For that, we have developed the handbook for integration of services. The purpose of the handbook is to make a quick references guide to providing the blueprint how to scalable and efficient integration with your infrastructure. It may intend for management computer center, user cloud, system administrator, and so on. For quality of assurance, we have a software quality assurance as a service. It means that we have a tool to improve software development lifecycle through fulfillment of specific set of good practices. We want to change the culture of the development in the AIOX project and your thematic services. So it's mainly intended for developer and user. So for thematic service integration, we have 10 different thematic services from 4 different areas. So we can see how the different thematic services with different requirements, different level of maturity integrate together into the AIOX infrastructure. As I said before, the AIOX synergy came from 8 different countries. And if each country have our policy, national policy, our legacy. So we want to somehow make recommendation for each country how to somehow to align the policy together to make synchronize, harmonize, to integrate with other to the European infrastructure. And the last key exploitable region is learning platform. It means that we have training platform for training for teaching, tutorial, for service provider, for academic staff, for developer. Also, we have a hackathon service. It means we can deploy testing infrastructure for make testing, development, and training. So I will go to more detail from each of the key what I have mentioned before. The handbook, the first one is handbook of AIOX infrastructure integration. The motivation is that we have 10 different thematic services of architecture in a marketplace of more than 300 services in register. We have many aspects. So it's very complex with many, many information, and we want to do as simple as possible, practical handbook. It means that user can find how to easy to integrate to infrastructure together in scalable way to avoid vertical solution. The handbook is the target for management competence center, system administrator, as well as for use cloud. So it could provide how to integrate computing storage to infrastructure, what service and tool available on your infrastructure, and how to integrate thematic service to infrastructure. So this is EOS architecture, so I hope that all we have seen it before. So it's a practical solution why we why the user want to join EOX. We all know about many, many high-level reasons why we should join for collaboration, for openness, for science. But here we have just mentioned about very low-level technical reasons, the direct advantage why to join EOX. For example, extended scalability is mean that you have much more resources than beyond your one computing center. We can have a high availability, it means that different service can be deployed on different cloud center to avoid shutdown. We have many services is available on each federation, so like, for example, IAI, monitoring, accounting, and so on. So it's a direct practical reason why the service should join EOX. So we have also provide some handbooks and brochure how resource center could join the EOX. It means that how to prepare technical organization also allocation policy for the resource. We have a 10 thematic service in the project, and at the beginning we have lock up user. It's having been know about us and how to take your project. So just make a very brief and simple guideline how user can join the project. It means that registering so IAI infrastructure, join a greeting VO, and asking provider to support EVO. It's easy, simple, and practical for end users. It's handbook, it's not meant to a long guideline, but it's just handbook. We have provided a list of practical services and tools is most important for user. We do not try to replace EOS button as some catalog as existing. We just make a selection of most important, most useful of services and tools. It's directly practical for thematic services, IAI, cloud compute, storage, IBC, and so on. And the handbook is pre-released at the link, so final release could be the end of October. The second reason we could address is service quality assurance at your service. It means that we want to enforce your user to make bring some new technology, new quality, new good practice to development process of thematic service. For example, CI/CD, pipeline, and so on. On the other hand, we want to acknowledge and certify achievement in term quality. It's going to give us award how user, how good they have developed their service. So your platform access at a very easy, simple web service. So at your web bar, users just choose what your workflow you want to do, give input parameter, and just your workflow will be performed directly. For example, pipeline of service, we have a different pipeline. For example, being the talker, for deploy service into cloud for checking quality of service and so on and so on. And one important thing, we make quality assessment and awarding. It means that we check the quality of coding, of implementation of services, and then we calculate some awarding, which means that how good is implementation. For example, we have a different criteria for bronze, silver, gold quality. For awarding, how good your temporary service have been deployed your service. So the temporary service integrated to Azure Effect Cloud, we do not try to develop our infrastructure, but we use the federated cloud infrastructure provided in EGI. So we have 10 different temporary services in 4 different areas: edge observation, environment, biomedicine, and astrophysics. Yes, 3 services in the earth observation, 2 in biomedicine, 1 in astrophysics, and 4 in environment. Your services are very different in requirements. You can see in the table. Yeah, you have a different IAI, different workload management, different resource management, and storage. And we up to integrate them on to the Azure Fabric Cloud and make assessment for your fairness, quality, and so on. For example, with all software have been tested, delivered, and compiled data principle. It's a metric how your services are used infrastructure in EGI Fabric Cloud. It's a registration of your services in Exportan. And also we look a lot number of material for user and so for developer. Yes, thank you. The last key exploitable reason we would like to present is a learning platform from Azure Synergy. We know it's that training and is very important for temporary service and ecosystem in general. So we have developed a modular system of tool for training, and it means that for Moodle, for video conferencing, and so on and so on. It's custom, it's a modular, it means that we can easy to maintain, develop, and replace if necessary. It's a portal where we have the training. It means that we have a lot of training material already developed here, including what I said before, the handbook, just SQL as a service and so on. We also have the training how to make quality training online, for example. And at the last one, we have when we training, we need some infrastructure to where user can test the yeah, services, so we can have long of service, a platform where you can create some small testing infrastructure so user can test micro training on your infrastructure. So in summary, we have a 5 objective, and for every objective, we have a specific key exploratory zone for the objective. So thank you for your attention.